I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I want to give you an illustration right from the opening chapter one of the book, because I think it's pertinent in this season of elections that we're talking about, where a young lady came to see me crying and very depressed because she was having trouble in her marriage getting pregnant, and she so much wanted a child. And she was feeling guilty, and she was feeling that it was her fault. And as I took the history from her, she told me that when she was a teenager, she'd gotten pregnant, and she had an abortion. And now her pastor told her that the reason she couldn't get pregnant was because God was punishing her for having the abortion. You see? And so we had to walk through this. The issue that she was struggling with was not the fact that she had the abortion. The issue she was struggling with was the fact that she believed now that God was punishing her for having the abortion. So her view of God was that she didn't see God as God of grace, God of mercy, God of forgiveness, God who says, okay, you've made a mistake in your life, but I love you, and I want to heal you, and I want to restore you. Instead, she saw this God as a punitive God who was angry at her, who wanted to use his power to hurt her, and thus she lived under this oppression that was it was hurtful to her. And we had to come back not to excuse early behavior in her life, but to help her realize that God, regardless of early behavior in her life, is our redeeming, saving, forgiving, gracious God who wants to heal and restore us, not this punitive being that we need to be protected from.
And it's going to take us maybe reading the scriptures with new eyes, with new lenses, right? Looking for maybe something that we hadn't seen before.
And I will tell you, the touchstone always, of course, you know this, is Jesus Christ. I mean, he said, if you see me, you've seen the Father. The Father and I are one. So if you have some idea about what would God do, just go to Jesus and say, well, what did Jesus do? Because Jesus said, if you see me, you've seen the Father. And this is the key to it all. And when we come to see God as Jesus revealed him to be, then we understand, yes, there's a real problem with sin, but sin is a condition of being, a state of sinfulness. That's why we want a new heart and right spirit. We want to have circumcision of the heart by the Spirit. We want to be partakers of the divine nature. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of stone removed, the heart of flesh put in. We want to be reborn and recreated in Christ's likeness. We don't simply want some accounting happening in a record book in a far-off galaxy where bad deeds have been recorded. We want transformation and renewal, and that only comes in a relationship with a God we can trust.
And the fact that it, our brains actually change. I mean, that renewal and transformation do start at the brain level, don't they?
Absolutely. When we come back to see God for who he is and we experience a God who is love, we calm our fear circuitry down, we advance and enhance our love circuitry. And studies show that individuals who are altruistic, who give of themselves to help others, they live longer, they have less depression, less dementia, stay out of nursing homes longer, and have less disability than people who don't volunteer to help others. The act of giving, the act of service to other people is actually healthy for our physical being.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.